Joining us right now is Lisa DePasquale. She's the author of a new book called The Social Justice Warrior Handbook, a practical survival guide for snowflakes, millennials, and Generation Z. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I love this book. I've seen this book out. I know people who have this book. It's fantastic, and it's not what you think. It's really not a handbook for social justice warriors, is it?
No, I mean, it's a fun, you know, political humor book that's not mean-spirited, but definitely shows, you know, some of the ridiculous things that these social justice warriors, you know, spend their time thinking about.
The amazing thing to me, Lisa, whenever I think of social justice warriors, it's the idea that words can physically hurt you. That's the thing that always gets me the most.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you probably write a lot about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's one part. The thing is that, you know, initially I was trying to come up with things that, you know, I think might be offensive to them, like trying to create something new. But instead, when I searched, the things that they actually drove them crazy were so funny that I just had to include them. And one of them is a word that I just mentioned, and that's offensive songs. And one of them is Crazy for You by Madonna, because it uses a slur for mental illness.
Oh, I have to tell you, my husband and I, one of our favorite things to do every holiday season is to listen to those songs that are played on the radio in celebration of the holiday season. And we can pick out every offensive thing in those songs. It's a thing that we do. So that could be a whole chapter in your book, and I can help you with that. You talk about a social justice warrior bug out bag. Why would I need a bag? In what instance? And what should I have in it?
Oh, well, this might be like if you go to Coachella or Fyre Festival, or maybe just, you know, end up camping out for concert tickets or something like that, or maybe you get thrown out of your parents' home. So in your bug-out bag, you want to have, you know, some sort of non-GMO vegan snack that will last you a day or two, you know, some LaCroix or, you know, some kind of sparkling water. And then also, just because being on your own can be hard, maybe something for inspiration to read, like Lena Dunham's book. So you want to take care of all your needs, but don't worry about having, you know, pen and paper or a flashlight or anything like that, because you have your phone.
I wonder, Lisa, you know, there's so many issues that we deal with on a daily basis that feel like they fall squarely in the wheelhouse of sort of the social justice warrior. And I look at things like, you know, people accusing each other of cultural appropriation for, say, liking rap music or wearing their hair the wrong way. So what else does the book get into? What other things can we find inside here?
Well, you can find how to ruin a holiday meal with your food philosophy. So, you know, how to, you know,
oh, I love that.
Be you know, arrive as a guest at someone's house and complain about whether they got their, you know, whether the green bean casserole has dairy and if the turkey is free range. And
yes, my favorite is people who demand
turkey.
My favorite is people who demand gluten free and don't have any need for it. That's my favorite category of person.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is food philosophy is sort of like your gender. It can be totally fluid. So you want to make sure you change it to be what's most inconvenient for your host.
The other thing that I notice a lot with social justice warriors is the extent to which they use social media to convey their feelings. That's about the extent of their activism in some cases, where they'll just sort of like get on their Facebook page, click like on a cause, and that's about the end of it. They're not going to be more involved than that. Have you noticed that that's sort of the social justice warrior base?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely some virtue signaling when it comes to being a slacktivist. The other thing that they like to do is, you know, get companies to, you know, pull ads or boycott companies. And the problem is that the media is, or well, to them, it's a positive. The media is their cohorts in this. So, you know, they can tweet to the New York Times and say, you know, we're seeing these ads on this website and we disagree, and this, you know, store should stop advertising here. And the New York Times will write it up and not even mention that the accounts that are, you know, tweeting to them have like 2 or 10 followers. You know, this isn't representing some groundswell of outrage.
Lisa DePasquale, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for having me.
That's Lisa DePasquale, author of the new book, Social Justice Warrior Handbook, a practical survival guide for snowflakes, millennials, and Generation Z.